You're listening to New Technia. NASA tests a lithium-fed electric thruster built for deep space missions. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory has tested a prototype magnetoplasmadynamic thruster that uses lithium propellant and extremely high electrical power. The technology could support nuclear electric spacecraft carrying heavy cargo or crews to Mars, but substantial engineering work remains before flight. NASA has tested a prototype electric thruster designed for a class of deep space missions beyond the practical reach of today's chemical rockets and lower-power ion engines. The lithium-fed magnetoplasmadynamic thruster was fired inside a specialized vacuum chamber at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, providing data for future nuclear electric propulsion systems. The 30-second summary. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory has tested a prototype magnetoplasmadynamic thruster that uses lithium propellant and extremely high electrical power. The technology could support nuclear electric spacecraft carrying heavy cargo or crews to Mars, but substantial engineering work remains before flight. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Why chemical rockets are not enough? Chemical propulsion produces enormous thrust and remains essential for launch and major maneuvers. Its limitation is efficiency. Carrying more propellant adds mass, which in turn demands still more propellant. For long missions carrying heavy cargo, that equation quickly becomes restrictive. Electric propulsion accelerates charged particles using electromagnetic fields. It produces less immediate thrust but uses propellant far more efficiently and can operate continuously for long periods, gradually building very high spacecraft velocity. How the lithium thruster works. The prototype is a magnetoplasmadynamic thruster. Lithium is heated and ionized into plasma, then accelerated by interacting electric and magnetic fields. Lithium offers useful properties. It is stored as a solid, ionizes efficiently, and can support high exhaust velocity. The JPL test operated at power levels approaching the megawatt class, far above most electric thrusters flown today. It was not a complete spacecraft engine demonstration, but a ground test intended to measure behavior, efficiency, thermal loads, and component durability. High efficiency. More momentum can be produced from a given amount of propellant. Long-duration thrust, continuous operation can build speed over weeks or months. Heavy missions, future systems could move large cargo loads through deep space. Where nuclear power enters the picture. Solar arrays lose effectiveness as spacecraft travel farther from the sun, while megawatt-class propulsion requires a powerful and steady electricity source. NASA is studying nuclear electric architectures in which a space reactor generates electricity for the thrusters. This differs from nuclear thermal propulsion. A nuclear thermal engine heats propellant directly to produce high thrust. A nuclear electric system converts reactor heat into electricity, then uses that power to accelerate ions. It is typically lower thrust, but much more efficient. Could it shorten a trip to Mars? The technology could reduce travel time in some mission designs, but there is no single guaranteed figure. Mission duration depends on spacecraft mass, available power, trajectory, thrust level, and whether the vehicle carries cargo or people. The near-term value may be moving cargo efficiently so that habitats, supplies, and equipment arrive before a crew. The engineering challenges ahead. A flight system must operate reliably for thousands of hours. Engineers must control extreme heat, prevent erosion, store and feed lithium consistently, manage high-voltage power, and integrate the thruster with a reactor and radiators. Space nuclear systems also face safety, regulatory, and launch approval requirements. The test is therefore a milestone, not a finished Mars engine. It demonstrates progress toward a propulsion regime that combines very high electrical power with efficient propellant use. One of the capabilities required if human exploration is to move beyond short visits and toward sustained operations in deep space. Before we overstate the result, the technology could support nuclear electric spacecraft carrying heavy cargo or crews to Mars, but substantial engineering work remains before flight. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.